The United Nations top human rights office yesterday released a report detailing the rapes of women in Sudan's western Darfur region, reportedly by soldiers and government militia, and accused the Sudanese government of failing to investigate. Sudanese forces yesterday surrounded and attacked Darfur's most volatile internal refugee camp in an effort to flush out rebels who have attacked police. Meanwhile, the south of Darfur continues to suffer the ravages of civil war, years after a nominal peace was reached with the northern Sudanese government in Khartoum. Chris Altieri reports.
A peace agreement in 2005 brought an end to civil war between Sudan's north and south, though the people of southern Sudan continue to face serious struggles. The southern capital city, Juba, has little infrastructure, and at the time the peace was signed had only one tarmac road. The town has nevertheless attracted thousands of individuals and companies looking for lucrative government contracts for the underdeveloped region and ready to provide services for those with larger salaries, including aid workers, business persons, and politicians. Restaurants and internet cafes have all opened to cater for the wealthier expatriates with money to spend. A nurse practitioner with the Catholic Medical Mission Board, who has been working with people in southern Sudan for more than a decade, Katie Gesto, says the benefits of peace have been slow to reach average citizens.
The peace agreement that was signed has been helpful to quell the fighting, but it's also quadrupled the prices of the basic needs, which has made the poor suffer even more.
Accommodation in the capital is so scarce that people often pay upward of $100 per night to sleep in a tent. The few structures already built were renovated and taken over by the newly formed government. Meanwhile, southern Sudanese citizens have trouble getting basic health care.
Many who need surgeries die because of lack of surgery. There are very few hospitals. A lot of leprosy cases and a lot of TB, because you can imagine, because of the war, the country has been cut off, so people really have had no access to outside help for the most part.
I'm Chris Altieri.